This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The Talk Radio Town Hall is on with Senator Kevin Cramer. Your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome. Already we have folks waiting to weigh in here. Arthur in Kildare, Joe in Nelson County, Chris in the Bakken. You can send a text if you like at 701-367-2054. Or you can email us. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. That's right. Appreciate that very much. During the break, I was catching up on some other communities and their coronavirus restrictions. Texter says, I live in Grafton, and an order like they are proposing in Grand Forks just makes me move online to shopping when I can, which hurts local businesses. But these county health tyrants are out of control. Then I read about the comments of Sam Alito. Thought maybe we'd start there today with Senator Kevin Cramer and talk a little bit about Supreme Court Justice Alito talking about, hey, be careful, states, be careful, cities, in encroaching on freedom with COVID restrictions. And a refreshing comment from the bench, especially the Supreme Court. Senator Cramer, welcome back. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate bringing up the Justice Alito comments yesterday. He caused quite a stir in his comments, and I agree with you. It was refreshing to see a Supreme Court justice referring to COVID restrictions as, quote, previously unimaginable. And he's, went on to talk, of course, about the broad restrictions, creating a stress test on the Constitution, and he focused a lot of it on religious liberty. And thank goodness he has, because once again, how about New York? I love that the Catholic diocese in New York is suing the city for its restrictions on worship, because they're allowing everything everywhere that some people might find offensive, but God forbid that people should be allowed to pray and worship together. It's really quite a time in our country, isn't it?
It really is, and I think if somebody doesn't bring out the Constitution to say, just wait a minute here, you can't do that, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and they push the envelope. Am I naive to think that... look, we're all taking COVID seriously. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants family members to die. It isn't like, it's some kind of a joke. We're blowing them off. What it is to say, tell me the threat. Let me find out best practices on how to prevent against the threat, and then let me do this. I don't know. It seems a little crazy, but in this day and age, I want to know what the threat is. I want to know best practices to prevent it, and I'll do it. If I want to stay at home, I'll stay at home. I mean, do we really need to demand people stay at home? That we not just say, here's the facts, protect yourself?
Well, I don't know about your naivety, but I do think, Scott, it's an important discussion. It's not quite as simple as maybe some of us wish it was, because we do have restrictions on our lives. We can't drive beyond a certain speed on that interstate, even though we feel like it should be our individual right, because, of course, our behavior affects other people. And it's when behavior affects other people that, some restrictions are probably appropriate. Now, with regard to something as like wearing a mask, for example, something that's not even as clear-cut as some might say it is. I've read many, many reports, many, journals, articles on mask wearing, and that, to quote the New England Journal of Medicine, it serves as a talisman. Now, you all can look up talisman if you want, but it frightens me to think that we would pass restrictions or pass laws to create a, quote, talisman, as opposed to really protect people. We don't allow smoking in most public places anymore because it affects people who aren't smoking. But there are also 500,000 people that die every year from smoking, and another 80,000 people that die in this country every year as a result of alcohol-related issues. And so, you know, there's lots of things we can restrict or we can outlaw if we want to keep people alive. And but fundamental freedoms of, like, gathering to worship, gathering to express, those are really, really, really fundamental. And they're the ones that that people seem to be attacking, or that governments seem to be attacking. I think some of it's naivety, but some of it's also a desire to control. And I could use some pretty extreme examples, and it would probably make CNN if I did. So I'll avoid doing that. But one doesn't have to think very far back in the history to find times when the government lied to people to get them to do something that they wanted, them to do.
A couple of things that Alito said here, and then we'll get to some calls. Religious sure. liberty is in danger of becoming a second-class right. And said there were hostility towards unfashionable views before the pandemic, but said the free speech on campuses and at some corporations is now in danger. You can't say that marriage is a union between one man and one woman. Until very recently, that's what the vast majority of Americans thought. Now it's considered bigotry. Judges dedicated to the rule of law have a clear duty, he said, adding they can't compromise principle or rationalize any departure from what they are obligated to do. I love this guy.
I'm grateful that he feels it's necessary to speak up, because, as you know, it's not that common for members of the Supreme Court or from the bench at all. In fact, it can be downright dangerous, and not to a member of the Supreme Court, because they don't have any more upward mobility opportunities than being on the Supreme Court of the United States in their particular line of interest, line of work. But I'm just grateful that he felt compelled to speak up, because it was really an important message from a really important person.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Chris in the Bakken's been waiting a while to weigh in on election concerns. Go ahead, Chris. Aaron, what's on your mind?
Okay, I wanted to thank you, by the way, gentlemen. Thank you for your service, Senator and former Congressman.
Thanks, Chris.
you guys have a unique opportunity. You guys might end up in a John Quincy Adams situation where the Senate's selecting the vice president and the House is selecting your president, according to, I think, the 12th Amendment, if I remember correctly. But I hope that's the case, because that'll straighten things out. But there are statistical analysis that have been used by the CIA to monitor foreign elections that have been admitted in court to find fraud in false number reporting and things like that. And the first thing that popped up that really got me excited was the, and please forgive getting a little technical, the Benford and McBain first and second digit significant or statistical probability tests. They basically show a curve, and when you get off of that curve, it shows this huge red flag for fraud. We use it abroad. We use it in business. It's admissible in federal and in some state courts. And it's like massive red flags in exactly the states where they shut down counting, they're still counting. 140,000 ballots come in the middle of the night through different doors, through back doors, et cetera. I know the Senate is, their hands are tied, but what do you hear just generally? It seems like there's kind of a lukewarm support for the president. Talk to us about how you and other strong supporters of the president are rallying behind him in ways that might not be statutory to your job, but that are helping us. Can you please give us a little bit of fire in our belly for that? And thank you.
Sure.
I'll go offline. I'm grateful for you. Bye-bye.
No, thanks, Chris. I love what Chris just said, because he expressed his frustration. He pointed to real specific issues. And he, you know, he's seeking a response. He's also, his frustration is shared by lots of people, not all of them quite as calm as Chris is right now, and probably some of them a little more calm than Chris is, because I think it raises a few issues. One is whether this election can be overturned or not. You know, he's looking for, you know, a historic moment. Maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't happen. But whatever the outcome, Scott, whether there's enough fraud or, identified and proven out there to overturn an election or not, that is not the standard of looking into it. And that's, I think, one of the danger zones we're in right now. There seems to be among the media and the political elites that, well, okay, but if it's just several thousand people spread over five or six counties that voted illegal and illegally or twice, or their vote was stolen by somebody that's been dead for, you know, 50 years or moved out of the town that they supposedly voted in, you know, several years ago, all of these possibilities that exist, there's a desire to get it straightened out and get it right. And I think we need to see this thing all the way through. Regardless of whether it changes this election or not, because the way we get to a point like where we are today, where there's such distrust, is when we just sort of let little things slip over time, and incrementally, we grow to, you know, the pretty soon the water in the kettle's bubbling, right? We're now at a boiling point, and we didn't jump out of the water as it was warming up. And so I think I guess he wants to hear some fire. Most specifically, I talked to the president just this week. On Monday night, he called, and we had about a 2.5-3 minute conversation. And I just let him know you need to do everything you can and use every legal means possible. And we talked about his plans post election, win or lose. And I think he should be encouraged. In the meantime, we have other work to do.
More of your calls for Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall after this.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Diesel is the spot if you're looking to get your diesel rig back on the road, running better. get it tuned up so it runs a little better, get it fixed so it's, if it's broken down, whatever it is. Anything diesel, at DAC Diesel, they can do it for you. CJ and his team, great crew there, waiting for you right now. They even do house calls. They're in Bismarck, but of course they'll go anywhere. And really proud of our partnership with CJ and his team, and how many people have heard about his talents on this program and said, I got to go there. I got to find the CJ guy. He's got to help me out. He does really good work. As I say, if you have a, it's got to be diesel. It's all things diesel, but the pickup trucks, the semi-trucks, the tractors, a long-lasting repair, maintenance services that'll keep the vehicle going a long time, they do it all. Some great additives to get you more miles per gallon, too. Stop at Siemens Bismarck. Call them 701-258-5011 at DAC Diesel. Back to another call in a moment. We had a call earlier. We were talking a little bit about, okay, you know, you can just feel the establishment drifting away from wanting to, you know, be anywhere near Trump and this freakout, right? Or this legal battle or this effort. You can just feel it, just inching kind of the other way, and everybody kind of catching their words and everything else. And somebody called earlier and said, I think John Hoeven needs to do more. Why isn't he more forceful? Why isn't he more? I said, well, he was at the rally just on Saturday, and Kevin, I know you were there as well, but I wanted to, here's what I said. I said, I have zero doubt Senator John Hoeven does anything other than forcefully defend and help, you know, the Trump agenda in every way. I've seen many examples of it, right? Battling away. But he's not the kind of guy that's going to, you know, get in a truck and put a Trump flag, you know, out the back, right? I mean, so there's ways to support the effort without being rah, rah, rah. And that's why I put John Hoeven. A, I want to know if you're right, if I'm right there. And B, am I also right that the establishment seems to be slipping away here and you see less and less support for this effort to count the votes and to try and litigate it where it's possible?
Regard to John, I think he's been, yeah, I agree with you. He's been very supportive of the president and the president's agenda, as has Governor Burgum. You know, really, I'd say even gone out of their way in many cases to praise the president and his administration. And why not? They've been absolutely fantastic for North Dakota. In fact, I will tell you all this. This is inside baseball. I don't think John would mind, but he and I flew back together yesterday along with John Thune from South Dakota, and the three of us were chatting in the airport, and I said to John Thune, I said, you know, Hoeven and I are really a great team. We're different personalities with the same convictions. And it's really been fun to serve with John for the last 2 years. And people in North Dakota, conservatives need to know we work really closely together on lots of things, and including messaging. So, but we have different personalities, and that's part of what makes us good at it, I think, is that we're not the same person. So, no, John was at the event the other night, and the reason I wanted to bring this little story up is because he spoke before I did at the rally, but I left as soon as I was done because I had to get to Aberdeen for my son's soccer camp. And so Chris and I took off. So I wasn't there when this fight broke out. I was still on the campus because I had to get out of the way for the police cars to, so they didn't run over me as I was getting in my car, going to my car. But, I did not see this fight that broke out. And John, I asked John about it. He said he was standing right there and trying to, of course, stay out of the way. And so I teased him a little bit and said, well, you mean you could have prevented it? No, of course not. But anyway,
people should know that was a Black Lives Matter effort to disrupt the right. You know, the event, and they were actually, you know, going up to the podium and up front, and they tried to do arrest someone. So they totally
assault. That's my understanding. Is there's actually a Black Lives Matter person? See, when I heard that somebody's trying to issue a citizen's arrest, the first time I heard the story, I thought, well, that must have been some Trump supporter trying to, you know, do something to the Black Lives Matter people who were clearly violating personal space, and they came right up to the podium, and why they were even allowed to do that. And by that, I don't mean by promoters of the event, but rather by law enforcement, just beyond me. But anyway, they did. But then when I heard it was actually a Black Lives Matter, protester that tried to put handcuffs on a Trump supporter, that's assault. I hope that they're charged with that, but we'll have to see. But anyway, my point being, John's great. John's all in, and just because he doesn't, you know, have the same same personality as I do, or some, or you do, Scott. That doesn't mean he's any less enthusiastic. But I do want to go back to one thing that Chris talked about, and I really appreciate it. And that is, Chris recognizes that as United States Senators, we also have a job to do. I mean, we have two races in Georgia on January 5th, and we're very focused on that because that'll determine whether we have a Republican majority or not in the Senate, and that's going to be critical if there is a Biden presidency, and I think it is likely there will be. So, you know, we do have other jobs. We have another job to do where we have to be responsible, but that doesn't mean we don't support the president's right, and not just right, but even obligation to make sure that every legitimate and legal vote is counted and every illegitimate one is thrown out, regardless of how it affects the outcome.
A texter says, question for the senator, how do Republicans expect to have another successful president with people such as Sass, Murkowski, and Romney serving in the Senate?
Well, I guess I don't really quite follow that. I mean, we can have a successful president. We had a successful president, and all three of them are in the Senate for this president, for Donald Trump. You know, it's more challenging, for sure. It's why me becoming the 53rd United States Senator instead of only having 52 mattered a lot. Having 52 after January 5th as opposed to having 50 will matter a lot. That's why we're so focused on winning those two runoff elections in Georgia. The numbers really do matter, because not everybody comes from the same place. Now, I can't speak for each one of those. I mean, it's clearly Utah is a safe Republican place. Nebraska is a pretty safe Republican place. It's not a certainty, but, and so is Alaska, by the way. And all of those cases, the other senator is a Republican and a conservative Republican. So, all you can do is what you can do in your own state, electing the right people. And all I can do is what I can do for North Dakota. I don't control, Lisa Murkowski or Ben Sasse or Mitt Romney. I mean, we try to influence them as best we can, but, you know, the Senate doesn't have any wimps in it, just so you know. I've checked it out. Every one of them's got the same amount of power as the other 99.
Let's go to Kildare and Arthur. What's on your mind, Arthur?
Hi, good morning. I've been getting some messages in social media this morning saying that President Trump put out a tweet, and then I think Newsmax picked it up, which is a pretty decent news outlet. And it's just a request by the president for every registered voter to send a very short letter to the White House requesting that there be a 50-state recount. Mr. Trump apparently says that he would that would aid his request to the Supreme Court for them to look at it. And I'd like to put out the address to the White House if I could.
Go quick, Arthur, you bet.
Okay, Donald J. Trump, White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20500.
Very good, Arthur. Thanks a ton.
I'm in.
When we come back, Kevin, I want to ask you if you think
Maybe we can get up to 66%.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican. This time in New York City,
9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It will be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues.
While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America that they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Well, I won't back down. Prepare to be hungry.
No, I won't back down.
Yeah, prepare to be hungry. I warned you. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine, your choices today in Valley City. Two wonderful lunch specials, home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. That's what they do at PetroServe USA. You also could pull up to a PetroServe USA near you and fill up for the lowest price of any other place. It is a guaranteed every time. Unleaded 88. Gets you across the state, and it's darn cheap. Sloppy Joe's and chips, as in two Sloppy Joe's and chips, a Hartwood location today. Chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's at 12th Avenue, North Fargo. Great stuff. And Friday also means a personal pepperoni pizza with a cheesy or garlic bread is $5.99 at a PetroServe USA near you. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions, your comments on any and all issues are welcome on the program. Encourage you to call us at 800-228-0550 or text me. 701-367-2054. Todd's off today, so you got to text just me on the program. Texter says, the fear of catching COVID is harder on your immune system than the risk of catching it. Focus should be on building your immune system and preventing underlying health issues. So, interesting take on the COVID situation. What do you think of that, Senator?
I agree with it 100%. The fear is what's driving so many things. And I understand the perspective of certain people, but that perspective has to be put in the context of the whole. And that's why governors and presidents and mayors have such difficult jobs. But I've already seen the fear. I mean, the mask wearing thing has got children scared all over the place. I've seen it many times, Scott. It's just plain crazy. And the virus itself, as you know, we've gotten so much better. I say we, you know, like I had something to do that I didn't, other than helping fund a lot of it, a lot of the research. But the treatments are so much better. Identifying the symptoms earlier is so much better. I'm not sure the testing has gotten real good. I don't know if you saw the story today where Elon Musk claims to have had four tests in the same day at the same place on the same machine by the same nurse, and two were positive and two were negative.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of the problem. Yeah. So that's the news today.
Did he have a fifth?
You know, I'm not really sure what his angle was on doing it.
Let's take a fifth one just to see which one,
The tiebreaker, yeah. Then he'd need a sixth.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so you're seeing, I do think that particular text makes a very important point, and I think it's probably accurate, because we're seeing all these other problems, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but the only time I get a runny nose or cold is when I'm wearing a mask. And I've never had a symptom for COVID ever, and that's not to say I won't, but I do take immune supplements. I've lost weight during this time specifically to get myself in better shape, but I think that, you know, we have to admit there are certain characteristics of the American society in the last few decades that are not healthy. And we don't hear doctors and talking a lot about nutrition, talking a lot about weight loss, talking about how to avoid, you know, whether it's heart problems, diabetes, there's lots of things. We need more nutritionists, frankly, and speaking up and helping us be preventative. And I totally agree with the person that's texting. By the way, I actually introduced legislation that would allow, flex dollars to be used, medical and health savings account dollars to be used for supplements, to cover the cost of supplements for people.
Let's go to Nelson County and then to Enderlin, and then the next text I have is on when the new round of relief for business can be expected on the doorstep of folks that are going through a tough time right now. Joe in Nelson County for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Scott, you had a Joe Biden moment earlier with the wife comment.
I think I did. Yeah, it's a fair to, yeah, guilty as charged. Yep.
Shoot, I missed
Joe's,
it.
Yeah, Joe's I said, not the problem.
I talked about the fact that, you know, as a father of four and a wife of one, that I was, concerned about people as well. And thankfully somebody called in and corrected me, so I was able to.
But at least you didn't confuse her for your sister.
Yes, there you go. Exactly. He did that, so you're right. I didn't go full Biden there, but that's right. All right. Anyway, Joe.
Well, to me, Joe's a joke. It's the Queen of the Senate that scares me. Because if she's Queen of the Senate, I'm afraid that Kevin, anything he says will be null and void.
Let's put it this way. There won't be any attempts to impeach the President Biden by Republicans, no matter what they find out about his relationship with China.
Chi-Com Joe.
See, maybe he knew that. Maybe he knew that when he nominated her to be his running mate. He knew that she'd be an insurance policy against impeachment.
Well, I think actually they just now have change of heart, because we haven't heard much about either Russia or China interfering in anything, right? I mean, they're fine now, and the media's been obsessed with them for 4 years under Trump, as have the Democrats. But where'd that threat go?
Well, a couple of things have happened. Of course, first of all, when all the evidence started showing up that it wasn't the Trump administration, but the Clinton campaign that was colluding with Russia, it became less urgent to the mainstream media. But then, of course, with widespread vote by mail and, you know, universal vote by mail. And by the way, even today, Nancy Pelosi is now talking about voter integrity legislation, which, if you want to go over the facts, believe me, has nothing to do with integrity. I just think that their whole narrative changed suddenly, didn't it? Suddenly, we've prevented any, or at least any successful influence by other countries, all the while they spent much of the spring and early summer, they being Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, accusing Republicans of allowing the influence of foreign countries. But I really think a lot of it had to do with when the facts started coming out that the relationship with China wasn't a Trump relationship but a Biden relationship, and the relationship with Russia wasn't a Trump relationship but a Clinton relationship. I think it became less urgent to the media.
Joe, thank you. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Ray and Enderlin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ray.
Oh, hey, Senator Cramer. Hey, that last call was perfect, because this is the question I wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
If all of these if there's an ongoing investigation with his son and possibly funneling money or whatever, the news is reporting he's complaining about not being involved in the security briefing. I don't think he should be anywhere near the security briefings until that investigation is concluded, because he is a danger to the country.
Well, the problem is, if he ends up being sworn in as president of the United States, you can't keep him from getting those briefings. And if he does end up becoming president of the United States, we do need a president who's up to speed on all of the And hasn't, the latest
and hasn't
detail.
He been getting them anyway as a candidate?
He has. So it's a great point, Scott, and I don't know if that's been said a lot. Once you become the nominee, you do start getting briefings. And let's not forget, Joe Biden's had, you know, security briefings probably for 50 years, and certainly at the highest levels for the 8 years he was in the White House as the vice president. So it's not like you're talking to a novice or would be sharing this stuff with a novice, nor are you probably going to tell him a lot that he doesn't already know except about the latest, you know, the latest information. So while you may be right, he may be a menace to the country, he very well could be the president of the United States. And so,
yeah, but is the FBI still is that investigation still ongoing right now?
Well, that's my understanding, is that the FBI continues to investigate his son's laptop, but how closely that ties to the, you know, to Joe Biden.
Well,
you know, I'm
if
not
he's
certain
under some type of
anyway
investigation, I don't see how he can even have a security clearance. I know what you were saying about before he had security clearances, but hey,
right,
he's under an FBI investigation right now. I don't understand how he can be involved in any kind of security.
Well, but Trump was.
The investigation is of his son. Yeah, Trump was too. You're right. Trump was under FBI investigation. It's just that nobody knew it. That was, of course, that was a very political investigation.
And so far, I think the FBI investigation is Hunter's. I mean, it may lead to him. But appreciate the call, Ray, though. Appreciate the digging and the thought in that on the program as well. I promised to ask you about a text that says, I'm not going to make it much longer, keeping my business open. When will the relief be in our hands?
So we're hearing a lot of that. We're working on a package now with hopes that we get something done in this next major funding package. My guess is it is if we're to get another relief package done, it would be part of that. It's harder, seems harder and harder to get a standalone bill done. Of course, the big issue is Pelosi wants $2.2 trillion, and Senate Republicans are settled in at $0.5 trillion.
Bunch of tightwads in the Republican.
I know. Yeah. I do think we're going to have to get up to about $1 billion, though, to make it, you know, meaningful enough to get the aid where we need to get it. And I'm especially concerned, Scotty, about the hospitality industry, especially our restaurants and whatnot. You know, there's just a lot of folks that were left out previously that are struggling. Our airline industry, you know, is not going to make it if we don't do something. And we also have to look out for our hospitals and our healthcare providers on the front lines. We need to make sure that not only do they have enough beds, but that they have enough workforce, enough talent, particularly in ICUs and things. We just can't let that bridge lapse. And to the degree we need more money, we need to put more money in. To the degree they have money but need more flexibility, we need to provide that flexibility. What we're likely not going to do is a lot of new money for states and cities and counties. This is a shared responsibility, but I do think we can do some more on the flexibility front for our governors as well, because there's a lot of money that hasn't been spent yet there. And then, of course, getting schools back, making sure that students are going back to schools are in as safe an environment as they can be in. I think we need to keep that focus there and then do some of the policy things. I also think we need some extension of unemployment insurance benefits for people that are in those industries that simply cannot work. I don't think we can do $600, don't get me wrong, but maybe something half of that would be appropriate. And I'm not so big on a direct payment necessarily either, but if that was part of the package, you know, we'd have to certainly consider that. But by that I mean that, you know, the $1,200 direct stimulus checks to every citizen, because it seems to me discretionary money only works if you have an open economy, and we have to do the right things for the economy to make sure it is open so that people can spend their discretionary money rather than just, you know, hang on to it.
You could think about the answer in the break for this question. I'll just squeeze in the question to save a little time. Senator Kramer, please tell me again why, with all of the evidence of ballot tampering, fraud, pending lawsuits, and recounts, do you say Biden will likely be president? So there you go. There's your question.
Mm-hmm.
You can answer that on the other side of the break. We have a lot to get to here. Full calls as well. James and Cavalier, you're first up on the calls, next up on the calls. And we'll kind of mix the text and calls so we wrap up the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long, like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. 2 for $2 salted nut rolls. Jacklings, 3 1/4-ounce packets, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can't even believe this is true, but My Pillows, the famous premium My Pillow that started the My Pillow empire, is priced incredibly low right now. Queen My Pillow, queen size premium My Pillow. Regularly $69.98, so that pillow normally would be $69.98. Now it's only $29.98. $40 savings. Kings are $5 more. They've never done this. That's the lowest price ever on the pillows. So I'm thinking Christmas shopping, right? Now's the time to buy. Getting the lowest price ever, and it's, Christmas gifts. And by now, today, and Mike extends his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square. You're going to find not only that pillow deal, but also all the great MyPillow products, Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and much more. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. I'm going to go through kind of rapid fire on some text here, and then we'll take the last couple of calls. Heidi Heitkamp is being considered for Secretary of Agriculture by Joe Biden. Would you support her selection as a Secretary of Agriculture, says a caller?
Oh, yeah, no, I certainly would. I you know, if there's going to be a President Biden, I'd be hard-pressed to find a better Democrat to be the Secretary of Agriculture than our own Heidi Heitkamp. She, as you probably have noticed in the recent news articles the last day or two, is going to have a little bit of an issue with something that came up during the campaign, but you know, I would certainly try to help her get through that.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, that's no small deal, obviously. I guess I'd sort of forgotten about it a little bit, but one of the key things there was, you know, there was an apology to these women for that behavior, and yet there was never sort of a resolution, like, you know, they come out and say it's okay. I don't know. Do we know if there was ever any communication? I think that was promised by Senator Heitkamp. What's the status?
She said she was going to do is call each of them individually, and I don't know whether she did or didn't. I guess I have no reason to believe that she did not. But those would be questions she'd no doubt get asked either by, the personnel people at the White House, or, you know, FBI background check, which of course is pretty extensive for these positions, and if nothing else, most likely by somebody on the Agriculture Committee in her hearing. And I wouldn't be sure which person on the committee would ask the questions, because it very well could be, who knows? Anyway,
but there's zero chance if she is nominated that issue is going to be.
Swept under the rug.
Yeah.
No, that issue will be part of it, yeah.
Next text. Haven't heard you say much about the fight between Doug Burgum and the Republican Party. Is Burgum afraid the District 8 Republicans will call on Jeff Delzer to represent us? I don't know where King Doug gets off thinking he should get to appoint someone to fill the seat left open by the untimely death of Dave Andahl before the election. This should be decided by the people of District 8, not a governor who thinks his powers are infinite. This isn't the first time he's overstepped his authority and had to be slapped down a little.
Well, first of all, I think the governor's making a legal argument that he can fill the vacancy in the legislative branch. And I've read the North Dakota Constitution and this stuff. I've looked at the laws that pertain to it. It is fairly clear to me he does not have that authority. Now, the only area that there might be some dispute is whether or not Andahl was a qualified elector, having been elected after being deceased. But even that seems to be settled by what's known as the American rule. And the American rule, which states that you can't, that you're not disqualified if you're deceased, if you get the most votes. There's another law, or I should say case, previous case in North Dakota, where the third place person cannot become, cannot presume or assume the second place after, in any circumstance. So there's some argument that the Democrat actually was the qualified elector that finished third in the polling or the voting, and that seems to be settled in previous precedent in North Dakota as well. So to me, but there's a more fundamental point, and that is, it's so foundational, to the American system and our exceptionalism that particularly the branches of the executive and the judicial simply must be separated. And the idea that a member of the legislative branch would be appointed by a member of the executive branch is quite far-fetched. And if it isn't clearly delineated in the statute and in the Constitution, it would have been an error by the founders of North Dakota for sure. But I think it is pretty well articulated. There's a reason that you have a governor and a legislative branch. And by the way, North Dakota's history is especially harsh on this, because they created a whole bunch of government with a elected government in North Dakota, townships, you know, as well as school boards and city councils and county commissioners, many, many layers before even getting to the governor. And then in state government, they've created an election for nearly every constitutional office. So clearly they didn't want to have a strong, you know, governorship. I don't think that's news to anybody in North Dakota. We've always known that. And so there's really, to me, that's wrought with all kinds of problems.
All right, let's see here. James and Cavalier, let's get you in real quick. I don't have much time at all, so your comment in about 20 seconds here. Go.
Okay, this is a pleasure to talk to you. I just talked to a couple people about this child care grant that came out, and that is going to affect people's Affordable Health Care Act because it's considered taxable income. And us as a family of four, and there's many other people in the child care industry that got this grant, there's 720, that it's going to put them over what they can afford for
James, just hold tight here.
Cattle Wing Men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to bring your neighbors and your family Saturday, November 21st, to the Ramada in Bismarck to discuss issues regarding the cattle industry. Featured speakers include RCAF USA Executive Secretary Bill Bullard, State Veterinarian Dr. Susan Keller, Dave Wright, and Eugene Grainer. Enjoy U.S. Steaks, a raffle, and silent auction, while Jeff Earhart provides entertainment. Register at IBAN.org and invite a fellow producer to join us. See IBAN.org for details.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.